Good news, Scrope? Give me good news.
Yes. With the money you get from selling the winter food stores to the merchants, you'll be back in profit by... sixpence halfpenny.
Is this some kind of joke? Oh, I forgot you don't do jokes.
I'm not very good at them.
I want money! Pitch Shum will not wait for his patronage!
I must have 1,000 crowns or I'm finished. Where is Gisborne when I need him? Gallivanting with Prince John, scheming against me.
The new tax collector comes today. They say he's very good. Ruthless Rufus.
Well, he better live up to his name.
He can't! I want money!
So, we're going to steal the sheriff's winter food store. Feed the poor. From those wagons, guarded by all those soldiers. How, exactly?
By making that wagon disappear.
Home sweet home.
So what do you think?
Are you ready and willing to help me on this one?
Yes, Father.
Excuse me, jug of ale, please. I need something in a sort of white, like blue
colour. Wait.
Not bad.
Thank you. Cliff!
Disappear.
Wagons and horses do not just vanish!
Looks like you got played! And I thought you, a sheriff of Nottingham, would be untouchable by now.
Ooh.
I know you.
My name's Rufus, your new tax collector. Back in my hometown. And this time, I've come to make Nottingham pay.
Listen up! And listen well! You don't know me!
You don't know what I'm like. So I'm going to give you a little example of the kind of tax collector I am. And what happens if you don't pay up?
We pay our taxes. We don't need his example.
I think I'm going to be the one who decides that. It's yours.
Yes. It's our livelihood.
Remember it fondly.
Edmund! Oh,
let her go!
I can't, sorry.
Don't apologise, Edmund.
I don't apologise. You're just hurting an innocent woman.
Don't tell me I've learnt! If you're weak, hope is pointless. The world is hard on the little people.
You'd agree with that, wouldn't you, Sheriff? The small exist to be stepped on.
There is a pleasing logic about what you say, yes.
It'll take us months to put right.
You don't say.
Right, you want to keep your mouth shut.
No, I really don't.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Just this once. I'll play nice. I won't make you suffer for disrespecting me. I'll make her suffer instead. Oh. You want her to live? Then you come with me to Loxley Manor. You make me smile. You do that. Then I'll let your mother go. So what's it gonna be, little lady? Do we have a deal?
Yes. Don't take her, please. She's my daughter. Take me instead.
So, Sheriff. How was the show? You get a kick out of it?
Very good. You make Gisborne look all warm and snuggly.
Good. That's good.
I like him.
You see that man watching us earlier? With the kid? Something familiar about him. It's like, I don't know.
That's all smoke! I think Loxley's on fire!
Nervous? I feel like some entertainment. Can you dance?
Dancing is pretty basic, so yes. I think I can manage it.
Good.
Edmund, sit! Watch her go dance!
I have to see to the horses.
Well, dance then. And smile.
The man we saw this morning with his son, Robin, he's the new tax collector.
Hey, but where's Gisborne?
He's Kate. He needs our help.
Come on, water!
Well, I did what you wanted. So how are we doing now?
Oh, no. No. We're not done yet.
Are you sure about that?
Robin! Robin Hood, I assume.
We meet again. Look at you.
George! What are you doing here?
Saving a damsel in distress.
I was doing fine on my own.
You're wasting your time. Mighty hell of a week, Robin. Haven't you worked it out yet? Charity is pointless.
Helping the innocent is never pointless.
You hurt my son again, you suffer for it.
Well, who's going to make me suffer? You? A man who bullies young girls? Now, you ask nicely, you say please, and I won't kill you.
You see, my father was the kind of man who asked nicely, and I watched him get kicked around for it. So I don't ask nicely, and I don't get kicked around. Kill me if you want, but I don't beg.
The girl's coming with me.
Take her. A sweet face isn't worth this much trouble. Oh, one other thing. I'll be telling my good friend the sheriff who your new friends are. So you better keep your pretty face hidden from now on. You just made it onto Nottingham's most wanted list.
Come on.
Some knights in shining armor, you lot are. Just swoop in and now I have to leave home.
You're in trouble. We're only trying to help.
Do I really have to do this?
Kate. He'll tell the sheriff and you'll be hunted. All right? It's time to say goodbye.
About face!
I hear that the Earl of Northumberland is having problems on his borders with raiding Scots.
Northumberland, don't like him. Always so jolly. No, the Celtic scum can have his land as far as I'm concerned.
He's offering gold for troops.
That would leave me unprotected.
Oh, well, just for a few short weeks. You could close down the castle until they return. Apparently, Northumberland is willing to be generous. Very generous.
Very good, Scrope.
I won't be far away. I promise. And I'll visit whenever I can.
This isn't right. First you get my son killed, now you're taking my daughter.
But look after her.
Yeah, you better had. Because if anything happens, I'll hold you responsible.
So angry we saved you, Kate. But seriously, what were you going to do? Stab the guy?
Well, yeah, if I had to. You're no great loss to the world.
We helped you. We're giving you a bed for the night. Are you not just slightly grateful?
Oh, I'm so grateful. Thank you all for ruining everything. I can really see why you guys are so legendary.
Well, aren't you sweet and charming, eh?
Aren't you full of yourself?
Full of myself? Oh, you've gone too far now, Kate. I'm wounded. Truly, my heart is broken.
Well, I'm sure some drunken girl with no taste will make it better.
Funny you should say that.
You all right, Kate?
Having the time of my life.
What?
You hear that?
Which bit? Kate being sarcastic, Kate being ungrateful.
What she said about us? You guys are legendary. Plural. Referring to all of us, not just Robin. She may have turned me down, but she thinks I'm legendary.
When do I get my money?
Soon as Northumberland gets his troops, 3 days perhaps. Rufus is collecting the money from Northumberland's agent at Mansfield.
Put the castle on lockdown. Nobody goes in or out without my say. Except Rufus, when he brings me my money.
You're late with your taxes. You stop breathing. Understood?
Grandfather's shot.
Before it was taken from him.
How old was
he? 17. Same age you are now. Used to make me breakfast every morning. Bring it up to the door of my room. He'd say, Rufus! Eat it all up, don't go hungry! He'd say the same thing every day. You didn't watch a girl dance.
I told you, the horses.
You didn't want to watch her. Same way you don't ever want to watch people suffer.
What's wrong with that?
One day, Edmund, I'll have made enough money to set you up. Buy you prestige. Respect. But that means nothing if you are weak! So weak that someone can just turn up and take it all from you.
I'm trying.
When I look in your eyes, do you know what I see? Uncertainty. Like, you don't even know who you are. Do you know who you are?
Yes, Father!
That's my boy.
You still here? The butcher's is mine now.
The shop is all I have.
Edmund!
Hit him till he gets a message.
You've got to go now, all right? Believe me, it gets worse if you don't.
So what happens next with Robin Hood?
Don't think about him. He's a distraction.
This matters. What we're doing here. Home, sweet home. You can't run away. Things stay with you. They stay with you till you deal with them. The sheriff's gonna regret what he did to my father.
Homesick?
No, it's fine. I can handle it. I'm not just some stupid girl.
Well, no, you're not.
Maybe I'm a bit homesick.
It gets easier, being an outlaw.
Do you ever get used to being apart from your family?
No. You don't get used to that.
That's what I thought.
Whatever happens, you're not on your own, Kate.
Sounds like a good plan.
Yep, but we need to leave now. So, I know what we're gonna do.
We're gonna kidnap the tax collector. Scare him silly.
And get rid of him. For good.
Taxes!
Adding a little happy to your day.
Yes. Oh, yes, very good. Very good. You have a distinct talent for this.
Well, as long as you're happy, as long as the sheriff gets what the sheriff gets. Did I ever tell you my father lived in Nottingham? He lived here his whole life.
How very pleasant for him.
I didn't respect him much. But he was kind. Not a single day when I don't think about it.
Oh, how very moving. Lardy, daddy, da. Oh.
He took the bait. Stupid sheriff. By the time we're done, that scum will be crying like a baby.
We just keep running into each other, don't we? Hey?
Must be fate.
Father!
You can't do this!
Who's gonna stop us? You! Guards, help! You work him! There are guards in the way, come on!
Ready?
Thank you, little lady.
Let me in there, mate! I'm trying!
I'll get the horse. Take her away!
Kate!
He's right.
This way, quick!
Hello?
How about a spot of kidnapping? Brighten up the day.
Get him on the horse.
Come here, you!
Could be anywhere. Search the area.
What now?
You can have your son back! On one condition! You let R2 go!
You think you can play me that easy?
I know you have some emotion, however small. He's your son. I know you want him back alive.
And you're Robin Hood. You don't kill unless you have to. Me? I'm not so sweet. I've hidden your friends somewhere you are never gonna fight. So you make sure my son is back by midday. And if you're lucky, your friends might still be breathing.
Damn! Damn, damn, damn! What now, Alan? What happens now?
There's no way out.
Yes, I can see that. And then Rufus will come. And we'll be dead. And how can I help my family if I'm dead? They need me.
I've been in worse. If that helps.
It doesn't help. It's just annoying. Are you showing off?
Look, this isn't fun for me either, you know. I mean, I'm stuck in here with you and... Well, you're not exactly easy on the eye, are you?
You don't think I'm pretty?
It's just a little plain for my taste.
I think your neck's too long.
My neck? Nose, maybe. It's the first time I've seen you smile. I wouldn't do it, actually. It's not your best look.
Do you know, looking at you actually makes me want to be a little bit sick.
You feel better yet?
Yeah. Yeah, insulting you definitely helps.
Good. Before we carry on, though, you may want to move. I think you just sat down in a pig kidney.
I know this man. What? Is your family name?
I'm not telling you.
You're wrong! Back off, big man, back off!
Of course you're not going to tell us. After all, you've got to be loyal to your father. He's such a lovely man. It's touching, really.
He's a good man. He's the way he is because he had to be. He never had any choice.
So where will he take them? This good man.
Even if I knew, I wouldn't tell you.
Even if you did, we wouldn't believe you. Well, he's staying at Loxley. So we'll start there. And Tuck, you stay with this boy. See if you can get anything useful out of him.
But don't hurt him, unless you have to.
You did well. Convincing a sheriff to part with his troops.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Well, he wasn't sure at first, but I told him. I said, Sheriff, I said, you need the money. And he listened. He listened to me.
You keep me smiling. And that sweet wife of yours won't be touched.
Yes. But the sheriff, won't he work it out?
Probably.
What are you... Oh, what, you want him to work it out?
Sharp, aren't you, Scrub? Nothing gets past you. You see, I want him to come looking for me. And I want you to help us put the pieces together.
Oh, actually, I'd rather come with you, you know, let him work it out himself.
Zora, you're no use to me if you tag along. Play part well, Scrope. Think of your wife.
So what exactly is it that he wants then, your father?
He's just a tax collector.
Say it again, just for fun.
He's just a tax collector.
You know, when people lie, their pulse beats a little bit faster. And Edmund, you just lied.
I thought you were meant to be one of the good guys.
Well, if I'm one of the good guys, what does that make your father?
The person who's always been there for me.
And in being there, he's always tried to bully you, right? Tried to turn you into something that you're not.
He wants me to be tough and brave.
Violent and manipulative.
That's not what you want, though, is it? You know, you try and hide it, but there's a kindness in you.
Apparently, I get that from my grandfather.
You think that's a flaw, right?
My father says it is.
Well, it's not. Trust me. Kindness is never a flaw.
No, there's no one inside.
The cell is empty.
Stables are clear.
If we find out who he is, that'll lead us to them. Mutch, go back inside, see if you can find anything.
Hey.
John, ask around the village. If you recognise him, someone else will have as well. There's someone I need to talk to.
You hungry? Because this thing's nearly ready.
If you give me food, you're going to want something in return.
Well, yeah, that's how it normally works. But what I really want, Edmund, is for you to think for yourself.
I do think for myself.
Well, that's not strictly true. And if it was true, then you never act on those thoughts. You suppress them and do what your father wants instead.
He wants me to grow up.
But Edmund, you have a brain. You know that's not what he really means. What he means is he wants you to turn into him.
What would you do if you were me?
I'd relax. Eat some rabbit.
Smoke! Smoke Bay!
In here, Sheriff! Help!
My money. Where is my money, Scott?
It's not my fault. He took it. Rufus!
I tried to stop him.
How hard did you try?
Oh, really hard. I hit him in the face and I kicked him.
Amazing. It must have been such a fight.
Yeah, there's not one mark on you. Guards! Guards! Guards!
Where are they all? Northumberland, he cannot have them all.
They're with Rufus, the butchers. He bribed them. You'll have to go there if you want them back.
How do you know he bribed them?
Well, I saw him, you know, before I hit him. He was bribing them. Yeah, I only found out then.
Scrope.
Mm-hmm.
You're lying. Be honest, confess. I might find it in myself to be warm and forgiving, and I'll let you live.
Really?
Oh, yes. Underneath this harsh surface, I'm deeply sensitive.
Well, he made me lie. I didn't want to. He threatened to hurt my wife.
Oh, Scrope. I lied. Underneath this harsh surface, there's just more harsh surface.
You're untying me.
Well, you have to eat. You're way too big to spoon feed. Go ahead. Pick it up. Stab me. Spend the rest of your life racked with guilt.
I don't want to kill you. But family, that's important, right? Doing things for people who've been hurt.
Well, who has been hurt? Your grandfather. That's why your father's here, isn't he?
The sheriff killed him. For no reason. Because he could.
Your grandfather was hurt, so your father hurts others. I mean, when's it gonna stop, Edmund?
And he's my father. I stick by him because what choice do I have?
Oh, you always have choices. I mean, take Robin Hood. He could have spent his entire life lording over the less fortunate, but he chose not to. I'm going to go and find my friends now. See if I can be of some use.
So, can I come with you?
And where do you think we should be going?
To the butcher shop.
Midday!
Oh, there's no sign of my son. It's no fun being you.
Your son will be safe.
Robin wouldn't hurt him. He's not like that.
Robin isn't here to save you now.
Rebecca!
No, tell me she's all right. Please, tell me she's all right.
She's been captured by the new tax collector. I am so sorry.
I can't lose her. She's my baby. I can't lose her as well.
Hey, listen, we'll get her back. I promise you, have my word.
Robin, nothing. Apart from this.
Oh, much.
Oh, it's not Gisborne's. Look at it.
Butcher's Hook. Chauncey,
that's the family name.
Who?
The old butcher. Now, the butcher, he was a good man, but his son.
I remember him. He was always angry.
Yeah, always stealing, fighting.
Well, what else can you remember?
Years ago, a girl in the village got married. Do you remember, John?
Oh, that's right. The butcher came with his son. And everyone had collected money for the bride and groom. During the ceremony, the son, Rufus, that was his name, he was caught stealing it. After that, his father and him disappeared.
Well, I'll go home. He won't be able to help himself. He'll go home to the butcher's.
Became a thief because my grandfather was killed.
No, he stole before that. He robbed a couple on their wedding day.
No, that's not true.
Just don't listen to him.
How wonderful. I came to kill you. And Robin Hood is doing my dirty work for me. Tremendous.
This town took my father from me. You took my father from me. Remember Daniel Chauncey, the old butcher?
Of course, yes. My very first execution. Now then. Oh, yes, I thought we'd met somewhere before. But you see, Rufus, your father, he had to die because he stole, and then he admitted it. Huh?
Sounds like he was trying to protect his family.
See, that's why your father has got so many issues. He allowed his father to die for a crime he committed.
No, it wasn't like that. It was you.
Temper, temper.
You! Get me my money! Get on the lamp!
Grandfather wasn't weak. He was strong. He died for you!
Shut up now! Enough! Stop it! The sheriff did it, not me! We are leaving! Now!
Can you get a clean shot?
There's too many people.
You with me, son?
All he did was love you.
Please. Enough.
He loved you. And it's your fault that he's dead.
Shut up!
Shut up!
Yet, but I'm looking forward to finding out.
I think you'll be all right.
I will now. Well, thank you. Thank you.
So, just the one night, then?
Yes, one night. I'll be out of your hair tomorrow. Unless
you wanted to stay, of course.
Yeah, well, if you guys wanted me to, you know, after everything that's happened, well, it'd be rude to say no.
We want you to stay.
Do we? It's not as if we need another girl around, is it? We've got much.
Okay. I want you to stay.
You're now one of us.
Was that actual gratitude?
Yeah, but don't expect more of it. Right now is just a moment of weakness.
Right. So you'll hate me again in the morning?
Yeah. Maybe even more than before.
I saw it first.
Looking well, Gisbert, for a dead man.
So. Prince John sent you back to Nottingham with a mission.
He wants me to kill Robin Hood.
Woo-hoo!
Tell me your name.
Isabella.
Gladiators, ready!
We've got Prince John's elite guards after us.
It's time. Get the weapon into position. Isabella.
There must be hundreds of men. We've been herded, like lambs, to the slaughter.